Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Come over to the truth seekers, you have come to many places. It's live and local now. I am back. I am an energized.
I had an amazing, what amounted to almost a 10-day vacation. It was absolutely amazing. I want to thank Wyatt Cox. I want to thank Pat Casale and Megan Barth for filling in over the course of the last 10 days. We had a couple of best ofs, and we had some amazing radio while I was gone. So thank you to Wyatt. You did a great job. To Pat Casale, to Megan Barth. But we are back and we are loaded. This is going to be a big show. Victor Jakes will join us at the top of the hour. Three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Sam Peters wants to be your representative in CD4. And that means White Pine County. That means Mesquite. That means that is a huge, huge district. Sam is also the owner and proprietor of Peters Family Insurance. We'll talk about that as we go along. A little after 11 o'clock. But I want to get to something that I monitored over the last 10 days. And by the way, true story. I honest to God thought I would get back. I flew back in to Nevada yesterday. And I honest to God thought that they'd have this whole political thing figured out. No, come on. Call me a cockeyed optimist. But I honest to God thought they'd have this thing figured out. And Democrats and Republicans would come together. They would solve the detention center problem. They would figure out infrastructure, border security, policy with Iran. I really honestly did. And then I get back. And I start monitoring the Sunday shows, and I'm like, they didn't figure this out at all.
That's very funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's also sad. I've got new polling numbers that I want to pass along. And these polling numbers are interesting because it's a mixed bag. If you look at the president's approval rating, this was a poll released early yesterday morning. NBC News, Wall Street Journal poll. And it shows that Joe Biden is leading Trump by 9 points among voters. Just think about that for a minute. I never trust registered voters because registered voters, all of them don't come out and vote. If you do like, see, I don't know why they don't do likely voters. Is it because they're afraid that the numbers wouldn't look as good for Biden and Sanders? And let's see here. Biden leads Trump by 9 points, 51 to 42. This is a hypothetical matchup. Biden leads Trump among African-American voters, independents, women. And by the way, Trump leads Biden among men, white voters, and white voters without college degrees. Bernie Sanders has a 7-point lead over the president, 50-43. Elizabeth Warren leads Trump by 5 points, 48-43. Kamala Harris has a 1-point advantage, 45-44. Let's all root for Kamala Harris, shall we? I mean, you know who we're talking about. No, not that, Kamala. That's Kamala the Ugandan giant, the old wrestler. No. Anyway, Kamala Harris, a 1-point advantage, 45-44. It's within the margin of error, by the way. Job approval held steady in the new poll. 45% of registered voters feel that Trump's doing a good job. 52% disapproving. We'll get you more on the numbers as we go along. I want you to hear one of the things that just blows me away is this whole notion of, you know, the detention centers along our southern borders. And I was down in South Texas over the course of my vacation. And everybody down there is talking about it. Security guards, families. I hung out with a bunch of families. And a lot of them were from South Texas, were from San Antonio, were from Galveston, were from all across Plano, all across El Paso. And they're all talking about this detention center thing. And all I can tell them is, hey, 144,000 a month are flooding in. You got to put them somewhere. Did we expect 144,000 every month? No. Coming up on the other side of the break, I'll let you hear from somebody who has been as loyal. And boy, you want to talk about tough. Having a husband that hates the president, it's something. Take a quick break. When we come back, Kellyanne Conway and what she thinks of these border detention centers. She has been to a border detention center. She was on the what they call a CODEL. She got back over the weekend. She was on one of the Sunday shows with Chris Wallace. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver Special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver Special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver Special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
And in SoCal, too, it's live and local now across the Nevada Talk Network. Good to have you with us. Again, thanks to Wyatt Cox. Thanks to Pat Casale and Megan Barth, all filled in for me last week. And boy, did they have fun. The reports I'm getting back is they had an absolutely amazing time. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by our friends at Escape Adventures, owner Jared Fisher. And the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. To find out more, go right now to escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay, the one thing I don't understand, I mean, I understand what they're trying to do. Democrats are trying to create a wedge issue. They are trying to create an issue where there really isn't one. We have people, families in some cases, who have trekked 1,500 miles on foot, put their children in danger, and then are surprised when they break the law to come across our southern border, and they're put in cages. They're shocked by that. They're shocked that they don't just come ashore and are footloose and fancy free. Kellyanne Conway, advisor to the president, was on with Chris Wallace. And Chris Wallace, to his credit, I thought did a really nice job of challenging Kellyanne Conway after she returned from what is called a CODEL. That's a congressional delegation. and a trip to detention centers along our southern border. Listen to how Kellyanne Conway was actually challenged by Chris Wallace. Here it is.
The reporters were able to take pictures of the McAllen, Texas Center that you visited with the vice president. They're up on the screen. This was the pool report. Almost 400 men were in cage fences with no cots. The stench was horrendous. Some of the men were sleeping on concrete. They began shouting and wanted to tell us they had been in there 40 days or longer. I understand.
I was right there.
I understand that President Trump is trying to stop the flood of people across the border, which contributes.
We're also trying to accommodate those who are here.
Which contributes to the overcrowding. But how does it help for the president to minimize the situation and say it's much better than what they had, or for Vice President Pence and Kevin Quirk's piece to say they're all being well treated when your own, I mean, you can look at the conditions there. It's a disaster.
Well, let me just say a couple things that are facts. First of all, not every facility is the same. And so...
But I'm talking about that one.
Okay. Well, and I'm talking about the one that the media who were on the same trip with us completely ignored in all of their coverage. They're also completely ignoring the briefings we received from the brave Customs and Border Protection
folks. What do you say about
McAllen,
Texas, Kelly?
What I would say is this, that that facility was meant to be, this is what I was briefed on, that facility was meant to be a 72-hour holding facility. It's not equipped to keep a single males who have broken the law by coming here were apprehended. If you just want to let them go, then say that we just are open borders. Let's all be as honest as some of those Democrats raising their hands.
But does it help for the president to say, well, they're really, conditions are pretty good, and for Mike Pence to say they're pretty good?
In plenty of facilities, they have improved, including the one that we saw with the families. I saw the House Oversight Committee tweeted out a picture of kids in quote cages, and the picture was from 2014 under Obama, Biden, and Jay Johnson.
Shouldn't you be judged on that?
Oh, yes, and let me explain to you. I want people treated humanely. That's why when I received the briefing with the senators and the vice president, with the media in the room, but they didn't publish any of this as far as I can see, those men get three hot meals from local restaurants. There were no shower facilities there to accommodate that many people in the past, but there are now. There's a bank of showers in the back. They have access to deodorant. They have access to hygienic products. They have access to toothbrushes. And so, no, we don't want that, but that's why we also don't want people to come here illegally. And I would again quote the words of President Obama. He thinks that having the ICE enforcement actions was, quote, a deterrent from other people coming here.
That was Kellyanne Conway. She was not the only one on this CODEL to our southern border. Senator Lindsey Graham just returned from that CODEL. And, in fact, he was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Let's go to cut two real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before the break. Because he's going to introduce a bill this week in Congress, hopefully get it passed, to fix the detention center crisis. Here it is.
The detention centers were meant to hold under 400 people, and there's actually 900 people in there. These pictures are some of the pictures that have unnerved people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democrats who say, look, we have these people behind bars. You say what to those people who are looking at these adult men who are behind bars because they broke the law, they came into this country illegally?
All of them broke our law. Many of them have done it before, and we're not going to let them go. This is not a concentration camp that I saw. It is a facility overwhelmed. I'm willing to buy beds for these people so they'll have a better place to get a night's sleep, but I'm not going to let them go. And AOC and Democrats are trying to break the system so that we let these people go. They came here illegally. 700 and something adult males with criminal backgrounds by many of them. Repeat offenders who've been caught before. We're not going to let them go. And I don't care if we have to build tents from Texas to Oklahoma. We're not going to let these people go. They're going to have their day in court. And we're going to send them back.
Now, Senator, a couple of months ago, you came on this program. You said, look, when I come back from recess, I'm going to make sure to attack this issue. I'm going to look at the loopholes. Yeah. I'm going to change the loopholes. You've been working on a bill. When are you going to bring it to the floor? What can you tell us in terms of that bill?
Well, I can tell you that after this visit, this bill is more necessary than ever. So what does the bill do? It says you can't apply for asylum in the United States if you're from Central America. So we're being overwhelmed. We've had 280,000 people captured at this area of the border this year. Last year is 120,000. We've released 52,000 because we can't hold them. By next year, there'll be a 500,000. If you can set 1 foot on American soil and claim asylum, you're entitled to a hearing. The hearing is years away. You never show up, so it's, you get here home free. I'm saying you can't apply for asylum in America anymore. You got to do it in your home country or Mexico. I'm also saying we can't process a minor claim in 20 days. Give us more time to process minor claims with families. 30% of the people with small children are fake families. The word is out in Central America. You bring a small child to the United States, you're home free. I want to change that narrative. My bill will stop 90% of this. We're going to vote before the August recess. I am willing to spend money to help Central America. Democrats have mentioned that. I will do that. But we got to change our laws or this never stops. So
I love that. No, simply do what is logical. If they're going to apply for asylum, they apply for asylum in Mexico, the nearest contiguous country. This makes no sense at all. Now, of course, the bill probably will go nowhere in the House, as even Hispanics and Hispanic leaders in the House, the Hispanic caucus in the House of Representatives, they will most probably try to block said bill by Senator Graham. I will say this, though. I'm glad that these people, these members of Congress, are going to the border and getting a firsthand view of what's going on down there. Again, 144,000 a month have been flooding across our borders. You got to put them somewhere. And to say, well, we're not equipped. Well, we're not. You don't expect this. You never expect this. Stick around. We got more to do. Coming up, as you know, in my history, my vast history in broadcasting, I have broadcast maybe 50 or 60 women's soccer. Yeah. Megan Rapinoe was on with Chuck Todd. She of the women's national team, the world champions. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
Well, what's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration rolls out another idea for addressing illegal immigration. It's a proposed rule that would say that people could not apply for asylum in the United States if they'd already passed through another country on their way to get to the U.S. border. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
This is going to send a clear message, though, to people considering coming up illegally to this country, the hope that they'll get by that first hurdle and then disappear into our interior, that isn't going to happen anymore.
The State Department confirming another American tourist death in the Dominican Republic. The Georgia man died in March from respiratory illness after a day of sightseeing with his sister. He's the 11th confirmed American death in the Caribbean country since June of last year. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Brothers Bush race to the checkered flag in the Bluegrass State. I'm Kyle Rickey, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
Pocono Raceway is summertime. It's where kids are free and everyone's welcome to camp out for the weekend. It's where fans can shake hands with the most famous drivers on earth. It's where tailgating is serious business. It's where first-timers hang out with old-timers, and the racing is always a little tricky. Bring your friends, bring your family, just bring it, Pocono style. The Gander RV 400, July 26th to 28th. Kids under 12, free all weekend.
Saturday night's Quaker State 400 at Kentucky Speedway came down to a two-lap NASCAR overtime finish between Joe Gibbs Racing driver Kyle Busch and his older brother Kurt, who was in his first year of driving for Chip Ganassi Racing. Kurt took the lead from Kyle with less than two laps to go and would go on to win his first Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race of the season. A win that Busch says was the culmination of a well-executed weekend.
I knew our car had speed right away in practice, but I was overdriving it. I was just elbows out, and I didn't relax enough. And the second session, I'm like, you know, we got to find this long run speed and make sure it's there. And then, of course, our guys worked on the engineering side of when to pit, when not to pit. And I'm really glad we got that restart at the end to throw it all out on the line.
Younger brother Kyle would finish in second, while Eric Jones, Kyle Larson, and Denny Hamlin completed the top five. The win qualifies Kurt for the 16-driver playoffs that will begin in eight races from now at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway in September. The series heads next to the New Hampshire Motor Speedway this weekend for Sunday's Foxwoods Resort 301. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
All across the state of Nevada, it's live and local now. Let's take you to our nation's capital, the president at the third annual Made in America Products Showcase. The president just stepping to the microphone. Let's see if we can pick up some of the sound from this photo op of the president. Here it is.
Manufacturers from all 50 states, and they are terrific talents, terrific craftsmen, terrific business people. We have hats from Wyoming, sandals from Florida, Tabasco from Louisiana, Airstream trailers. The Airstream is a great trailer. I've seen it for many years, and they're doing better than ever. From Ohio, and custom-built motorcycles from the great state of Indiana. We also have represented, and we have a lot of folks here from Lightspeed Bikes from Chattanooga, Tennessee. As a result of moving certain of its operations back to the United States, I love to hear this, because that's what I like when they move back. We don't have to make product in other countries. Its parent company has experienced a 70%, and that just happened. They just announced 70% growth over the last 2 years. So they moved their operations back, and they're 70% up in growth. So I want to congratulate you, Lightspeed, and I want to congratulate everybody. That's fantastic. And also a very special thank you to Casey Andrews with Game Day Ironworks in Oklahoma for making this beautiful presidential seal. It is a beauty. I think we have it displayed someplace right here. And I specifically said, how much? Because I want to buy it. I don't know if they gave me a good price, but we're going to get it. We'll get it. We'll put it up at the White House. It's beautiful, and so many of their other projects and products are incredible. It was forged from American pride and with America pride and American craftsmanship, and it was 100% American steel. Our steel industry is doing very well. We put massive tariffs on dumped steel. They were dumping steel. Our steel industry was going out of business. If I hadn't been elected, you would have no steel industry right now. It would be gone. And we have not only steel, energy, and so many other things. We're vibrant. We have the hottest economy anywhere on earth right now. Today, I also viewed boats that were proudly displayed by Cobalt Boats from Kansas and Freeman Boatworks from South Carolina and a farm irrigation system from Nebraska's TL Irrigation. I want to thank those three companies. It's not easy to get these big, beautiful products here, and you got them here. Thank you. Thank you very much. I also want to share our appreciation to Lockheed Martin CEO Marillyn Hewson for showing us the incredible THAAD missile defense system, the best in the world by far, and for keeping the Sikorsky helicopter plant in Pennsylvania open, saving 465 jobs. I called Marillyn a number of weeks ago. I said, I read a story where they're going to be closing your helicopter plant in Pennsylvania. We couldn't do that. I said, Marillyn, you got to do something. I don't want to. And I really appreciate it, Marillyn. They're keeping the plant open. Everybody in Pennsylvania is happy. And we will continue to make Sikorsky helicopters in Pennsylvania. Thank you, Marillyn. Some of the manufacturers represented today have been around for a long time, more than a century in a couple of cases. Johnson Woolen Mills was founded in Vermont before the Civil War. Today, Stacy Monarch is the fourth generation of her family to run the company. And Stacy, wherever you may be, hi, Stacy. Please stand up, Stacy. Congratulations. It's great. Others are just getting started, like the Snake Bite Company in Missouri. I thought it might be a snake. It's nothing to do with snakes. I'm happy about that. And I looked at your product last night, and it's incredible. Kevin Kelly raised startup funding online just a few years ago, and now he's selling specialty bottle openers and so many other things on two continents. And the product is amazing. And Kevin, congratulations. That's a great job. That's a great job. Thank you very much, Kevin. Where does snake bite come from? Where does that term come from? Ah, yep, I get it. Okay. Well, it's been working, right? It's been working. But while those here today create many different goods, you're also devoted to one of the greatest missions on earth, making the best products from the best materials with the best workers anywhere in the world, right here in the United States of America, right? Made in America, made in the USA, call it either way, but that's what we're doing. And you know, when I took office, I was told by the previous administration that manufacturing jobs would be disappearing. There was no way. They said you'd need a miracle, right? You'd need a miracle. Well, we have a miracle because we're up 600,000 manufacturing jobs since the election. So it's been an extraordinary resurgence of American manufacturing. We've added more than 6 million jobs since I was elected, including over 1 million jobs in manufacturing, engineering, and construction. As I said, 600,000 jobs in pure manufacturing, and that number is going to go substantially higher. Japan and other countries are at my absolute request, order, call it whatever you want. They're sending tremendous and building tremendous plants now in the United States. We hadn't had auto plants built in many, many years, and now we're having many in Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida, in North Carolina, South Carolina. Many, many plants are being built and being expanded, and that It was not happening. Our auto companies and many companies were leaving the United States. Now they're staying. They have a big disincentive to leave. We're not happy when they leave. When they leave, it's not the same. Last year, we saw the biggest increase in manufacturing jobs in more than 20 years. Under my administration, manufacturing share of total job gains is the largest it's been by any president in over one half a century. And don't forget, the old days, they manufactured. So I'm competing against some pretty tough statistics. And yet it's over 50 years. Unemployment has also reached the lowest rate in our country in over 51 years. And many groups, I have to say,
the president African of the United American States at the White House, if you look touting at his economic policies Asian and how American, it's impacting positively it's the jobs it's ever in been the manufacturing sector. Let's go back to the White House.
Unemployment, the lowest it's been in over 70 years. And soon we're going to have the all-time record for women's unemployment. And today, American manufacturers are contributing $250 billion. Think of that. $250 billion more to our economy than they contributed before this great election that took place in 2016. We're heeding the wisdom, and you people know because many of you are indeed manufacturers, in your own way, manufacturers with great talent. We're heeding the wisdom of our founding fathers by restoring our economic independence and reawakening our industrial might, and that's what's happened. Whether it's jobs or making something, that's exactly what happened. Previous administrations allowed foreign countries to steal our jobs and plunder our wealth. They stole our wealth. They stole so much, and it was allowed to go on so long. But it's not going on any longer. You take a look at what's happening. Look at today's front page in the Wall Street Journal. You'll see where China's had its worst year in 27 years. And I'm not looking for that. But we had a deal with China, and they decided not to make that deal. They said, let's renegotiate. I said, no, thank you. And we put tariffs on China, very big tariffs on China. And we're standing up for the American worker like our country has never stood up for the worker before, certainly not in the 100-year or 50-year era. I think we can probably go back right to the beginning, because nobody stood up for the worker like I'm standing up for the worker. To protect our defense industrial base, which is probably about the most important, if you think, we place tariffs on foreign aluminum and foreign steel, which brought it not to a complete halt. We still get some, and they're paying a lot of money right into the Treasury. But it's been amazing, the difference that it's had. And for our farmers, we've taken in tens of billions of dollars in tariffs from China, but China stopped dealing with our farmers. So I asked our great Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, what kind of number are you talking about? What have they left? He said, $16 billion, sir, taken off the table. I said, that's okay. We've taken in much, much more, many times that in tariffs. So I'm going to give the farmers, we're going to help them out because they're great patriots. We're going to give them $16 billion that we just did, been approved, been everything, and I approved it. So our farmers didn't lose anything by the fact that China targeted our farmers. They targeted the farmers. They said, you know, President Trump did great with the farmers. The farmers love him and he loves them. So we'll hurt the farmers. Well, the farmers are patriots. I hadn't had one farmer say, please make a fast deal, sir. Please make a fast deal. The biggest beneficiary will be the farmers. But the $16 billion that wasn't spent, we're putting back into the farm and ag system. And the farmers are thrilled, I must tell you that.
There you have it. The president and of we're the taking United States at the third annual Made in America product showcase at the White House, on the South Lawn of the White House. We may go back to that audio, that event that's going on right now live. We are bringing it to you live here on Live and Local Now. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday, brand new week, as we continue Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver Special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver Special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver Special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Let's go back to the White House. The president speaking at the third annual Made in America product showcase on the South Lawn of the White House. Let's take you back live to the president.
The countries have a strong, powerful border so nobody could come in. But our border was like a leaking sieve. And that's changed so rapidly and so much. A lot of things are happening. We're building a wall as we speak, even though we have about 7 lawsuits trying to stop it from the Democrats and others. But we're doing very well, and we're doing well on the border. Mexico has been of great help. I told them, I said, look, you're going to help us. They walk through your country, 2,000-mile walk. Horrible things happen during that walk to people, especially to women and children. Horrible things. 2,000 miles up from Guatemala, they walk through our country. So many, the percentage of rape, they say, is over 30%. Think of it. Remember when I mentioned that in my opening speech and everybody said, oh, that's such a terrible thing to mention. Well, what I said is very small compared to the actual fact. Over 30%. The crime, human trafficking, mostly of children and women. Human trafficking. Sounds like an ancient term. You wouldn't think it's possible. Human trafficking. But the internet has made human trafficking a much bigger business than it was ever hundreds or even thousands of years ago. The internet, a lot of good things happen with the internet, but a lot of bad things happen also. So now our federal agencies are spending an additional $24 billion on buying your product. We're buying your product. And I said specifically, let's buy American. You have the advantage. Before, you didn't have any advantage at all. Now you have an advantage. You make your product in America, you have a much better chance of getting the deal. Today, I'm pleased to announce that we will begin our Buy American requirements, but even stronger. Currently, a product can be 50% foreign, and it still counts as American-made. Figure that one out. In just a few moments, I will sign an executive order that will eventually raise these standards up to 75% and above, so that domestic goods will have to have 75% American and 95% for things such as iron and steel. It's got to be 95%. We have great mines. We produce great ore, great steel, great aluminum, great everything, but we weren't using them. Most of them were closed. In some cases, they blamed the environmentalists. Most of them were closed. They're not closed anymore, or they won't be closed very long. The philosophy of my administration is simple. If we can build it, grow it, or make it in the United States, we will. When we choose American-made, something truly wonderful happens. Our communities thrive and flourish. Our neighborhoods bustle with commerce. Our children dream bigger and bolder. And the bonds of loyalty that unite us as citizens become closer, richer, and deeper than ever before. That's how we carry on the flaming torch of Americanism, as President Warren G. Harding called it. As Harding said, we are forever devoted to safeguard America first, to stabilize America first, to prosper America first, to think of America first, to exalt America first, and to live for and revere America first. You never heard that before. You've been doing this for a long time. I was speaking to a couple of the folks that were responsible right here, Freeman, for this great boat, of which they're setting records right now. Records by a lot, not even close. Said over the last 3 years, where's Freeman? Where are you, folks? Where are you? Stand up, please. Great job.
All right, the President of the United States at the White House, the South Lawn, ballyhooing manufacturing and made in America. And this executive order is going to be great. 75% order to be made in America, 75% of the parts will have to be made in America. I promised I'd let you hear Megan Rapinoe. She was on with Chuck Todd. Let's go to cut four, exploring that ongoing battle between this women's soccer star and the President of the United States.
How do you preach unity and at the same time, you don't want to be near President Trump, and I get that. How do you do both?
I'm figuring that out by the day. I think you inspire people.
What do you tell a Trump supporter who loves watching you? And it's like, I wish you'd go to the White House.
Yeah, I think that I would you know, try to share our message. Do you, you know, believe that all people are created equal? Do you believe that equal pay should be mandated? Do you believe that everyone should have health care? Do you believe that we should treat everyone with respect? I think those are the basics of what we're talking about. And I understand people feel upset or uncomfortable. There's, I think, some feelings of disrespect about the anthem protest or things that I've said in the past. But ultimately, I think I am here open and honest. I've admitted mistakes. I will continue to do that. I'll continue to be vulnerable and be honest and be open and want to have that conversation, because I think Trump's message excludes people that look like me and that are me, of course, but it excludes a lot of people in his base as well. And I think that he's trying to divide so he can conquer, not unite so we can all conquer.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
No, let's go to cut five real quick. This is with Chuck Todd. And she does not, Megan Rapinoe does not see a trip to the Trump White House in her future. Here it is.
Anything he could do to change your mind about a visit to the White House?
There's like 50 policy issues that we could probably reverse and get going. I mean, it would take a tremendous amount. I think I understand that progress is sometimes slow, and I'll never close any door all the way. But I think it would take more than Trump is willing to do.
What are you going to do next? You want to keep playing? Are you going to get us one more World Cup? And would you at all entertain professionalizing your social activism, perhaps running for office or something else?
I do continue to keep playing. I'm not sure I'm qualified for office.
There's no qualifications for office.
That's true. Up to 44, I guess there was. You know what? I'm going to fight for equal pay every day for myself, for my team, and for every single person out there, man, woman, immigrant, U.S. citizen, person of color, whatever it may be, equal pay, as the great Serena Williams said, until I'm in my grave.
There you have it. Megan Rapinoe. She has become the face of this U.S. Women's National Team. Good for her. You know, it's one thing to take a knee like Colin Kaepernick and then essentially dropping off the radar. It's another thing to be somebody that is very much on the radar and then goes and wins the world championship, wins the Women's World Cup. That's not bad. Coming up, Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us a little bit later on. Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in CD4. You'll be seeing him in White Pine County and throughout CD4. Trust me, you'll see him a lot. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.